Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast.
So, hey, everybody. I hope everybody's doing amazing today. I hope that your December is going amazingly well because it's a crazy month for everybody. I'm getting reports back from retailers that customers are showing up and shopping local this year, and independent retailers are just thriving. I know my retailers seem to be doing well. So I hope you are too, where you are sitting and doing well. So let's jump into today's topic. We are going to be talking about our 2021. Isn't that crazy? So this is part two of our series. So I did do a previous episode, episode 40. This is 41. So in our first episode, we talked about looking back. Today, we are going to be looking forward. So before we get started, I wanted to let you know that this episode of the Creative Shop Talk podcast is brought to you. I'm so excited. It's brought to us by my 4-week signature course called Retail Made Simple. We open the doors again for the new session in January. It's a 4-week session where I help business owners with the business side, learning how to uncomplicate the business side of their creative business. I like to take retailers, creatives who are running businesses, and flip the script so that we become business owners running successful creative businesses. So that's where Retail Made Simple is super helpful with all of the business foundations that you might be looking for. So let's jump into today's episode. Oh, and you can get in on the waitlist. We are open. The waitlist is open right now. The course opens in January, early January, every year. And it's such a great course I'm so proud of. And it's been so helpful to so many retailers. So I hope you'll join us. Let's get into today's session. We are going to be talking about planning for 2021. And the reason we need to plan, as we know, is we need to put those CEO hats on. And it is our job, our responsibility to make some plans. We have to know where we're going. We have to have a plan. Do I think that it's not going to be any bumps in the road this year? I don't think anybody can predict that. Of course, we're going to have bumps in the road, but we're pros now at pivoting and adjusting, right? We're getting so good at it, but we do have to have a destination in mind. And this is more important now than ever, is to have a clear path to where we're going. So last week in episode 40, we talked about where we were and all of the things that we, you know, liked about the year and things that worked, things that didn't work. And we have a month by month projection of, not projection, a month by month pulled apart, looking at what worked, what didn't, marketing, promotions, products, services, all of the things sitting in that. And we're going to use that plus today's session to get us where we want to go. So the questions I'm going to ask you today to think about, these are prompts that I would love for you to just sit down, grab a journal. I just use a binder, three ring binder, to sit down and brain dump my ideas. We don't have to get fancy. We're not looking at spreadsheets. We don't have to make a big production about doing our 2021 planning. We do have to set time aside, take a deep breath, and don't just wing it. We need to plan to plan, if that makes sense. So I'm going to encourage you, I guess, to schedule some time in your calendar this week to do this work. So here's your prompts for this week. So I have three prompts for you this week. So again, we're going to be looking at where we want to go. And the reason that I like to really think about where we want to go is, without a destination, again, point A to point B, here we are now. This is what we're doing in our, you know, things are good or things are bad. Your revenue's up or your revenue's down. If we don't make a plan month by month as we move forward, we're not going to know if we're doing good. We're not going to know if we're making, you know, where we're supposed to be. And we just kind of end up off track. So if you think about yourself driving down a road in a car, and you don't have any particular destination. You hope the car doesn't break down. You hope you get someplace cool and nice and fun. And you're driving down the road and there's four forks in the road. And we take, you know, one road and hope that it's a nice road. It looks like a good road and it's fine and everything seems good and there seems like nice people down there, but it brings us to a really crappy place. It doesn't bring us to a very nice place. Had we just thought about and gotten the map out and planned in advance, we would know that had we taken the road to the left instead of the road to the right, you know, even if it means have to detour a little bit left or, you know, right or over a mountain. 2020 has been a big mountain and a detour for us, but we at least know where we're headed at the end. We know when we get to the end of the journey that it's going to be worth it. So think of yourself in the car. I've used car analogies with you before. If you've been around, you're used to be sharing that, but it's easier to imagine, I think, when we think about it that way. So now we're sitting in the car and we have this, you know, the dashboard in front of us. And again, maybe even like an airplane, you know, you think about an airplane, you know, you're going up, you're going down, you're going, you know, forward and up. You have to know where we're going in order to get where we need to be. We might have to make compensations. We might have to, you know, compensate for all the things, but we're going to be fine if we know where we're going. So the first question, your first prompt is just that. If I meet you on December 31st, 2021, I'm going to come to your shop, going to meet, sit down with you. We're going to have a chat. I want to know how your gear was. How do you feel? What are you feeling right now? It's December 31st, 2021. So it's a year from now. You've just finished Q4 of 2021. I want to know how you're feeling. And that is a really big question. It's not just what you did and all the things. We're going to get to that. But how are you feeling? What was awesome this year? What was just crazy awesome? Are you feeling really proud? Are you feeling excited? Are you feeling, hopefully you're feeling really proud. But what does a day in your life look like now? How has this year, 2021, changed from 2020? Now, I know that hopefully the day-to-day on the way you're running your shop may change because of COVID and all the things, right? But I mean about your day-to-day work-life balance, your day-to-day, you know, did you expand your business? Did you shrink it? Do you spend more time at home? Are you able to hire a team? What does a day-to-day look like for you? What is your dream? No one's going to see this. Just between me and you. At the end of December 2021, I'm having a hard time saying 2021, anybody else? But at the end of 2021, what was awesome that happened this year? I'm spending more time at home. I've expanded my shop. Whatever that is for you, everybody's idea of successful year is completely different. So I don't want to even give you examples of what it might be. But so actually that's not true. I will give you an example. One of my clients, her goal this year, her 2020 goal this year was to open an additional shop, which she did in February. And so she's had two shops running. And we just revisited her, how she wanted to feel at the end of December. I know it's not the end of the year, but she's had a fantastic year. And we kind of revisited and she's like, oh, wow, I wanted to drop these things and I wanted to pick up these things and I wanted to do more of this and I wanted to do less of that. And guess what? We checked off all the boxes even during a COVID year. And she didn't even do it. I don't even think everything was done. I mean, you know how we've all been this year, just sort of winging it in a way with a plan. She was winging it with a plan this year, but it wasn't winging it. She did have a destination in mind and she was able to check off those boxes because she knew what she wanted. So what do you want? What do you want your year to look like? What do you want to change in your life? What do you want to be better in 2021 or different in 2021? You know, or feel like. So again, feeling like. So we're going to sit down together December 31st, getting ready for New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2021. What are you going to tell me? What's the story that you're going to tell me of your year? And brain dump that. I'm not a big journaler and maybe you are. Like I want to be a journaler. I'm a journal wannabe-er. Anybody else out there? But really write the story, brain dump on a piece of paper. No one's going to see it. So be audacious, do whatever you need to do. So the second part or the next question is, what revenue do you need to get there? And I I know that that sounds like a loaded question, but really we can make those educated, not guesses, we can make those educated estimates by doing some planning. So the first thing we want to figure out is our break even. You can go back and listen to several podcasts that I've talked about during the COVID. We've talked about finances. I know inside my Retail Made Simple, I am in the course that we're running in January, we have an entire financial breakdown on how to understand your financials and read them and know how to budget towards them. But roughly, and hopefully not too roughly, you can figure out what is your break even. You should know your break even. Looking back at that pile of paper that we did last week from the series, looking back and pulling out our actual numbers, you'll have a really good idea of what your revenue was every month and what your expenses were every month. So those numbers, we're going to pull those forward now, and maybe we're going to add a budget increase, but we need to know what we need to make. And so many retailers I work with just hope for profits, and they just hope. They just like, I hope I make money this month. This is not how we make money, my friends. This is not how we grow a business. We need to plan for it so that we can do our marketing and our promotions, and it all comes together. And again, all of this is covered in detail. If you don't feel confident in this area, don't beat yourself up about it. Just realize that maybe that's a skill set you might want to strengthen. And again, we do that inside the Retail Made Simple course, or there's lots of other ways, your accountant, your bookkeeper, like get intimate with the math, do the math. I will share a little story about Wendy from Wejo. And we did a podcast episode with Wendy, and I can't remember the podcast number right off, but I will link it in the show notes. And Wendy talks about how she was able to completely change her business forecasting by doing this exercise and learning her math, which she didn't really want to do. She's like, I'm a creative, not a math person. And I'm like, in order to run a business, the number one thing we need to do is know the math. So we need to know the break even. That's how much money we need to keep our business running, right? That's the lights and the mortgage and the insurance and the, you know, all the things. We also need to make sure that we have for the year, again, where are we headed? You know, if the dream scenario of yours had a new workshop in there, or, oh, I wish I could, you know, next year, this time, I'm so excited because we, you know, redid the whole studio, or we did, you know, we revamped the whole shop, we bought all new lighting, whatever those things are that was exciting for you that you want to add on, or whatever that looks like to you. We need to pay for that, right? So we need to budget for it. We need to plan for it. I hate the word budget. I really do, because it's planning. We're going to plan for that. So let's start plugging in just some numbers. Again, just do it on a piece of paper. No spreadsheets required if that's not your thing. You can be good at the math without spreadsheets. It's possible. So let's look at what we need to stay open, what we need, our break-even number. That's what we call our break-even number. And let's look at what extras we want this year, because we're going to figure those out by quarter. We got to figure out to pay for them somehow and add those extra revenue numbers. We're going to also make sure that we are including a payroll number in there. My friends, if you are not taking a regular living wage paycheck from your business, I don't care how long you've been in business, you need a regular living wage paycheck. I want you to go listen to episode number 23, where we talk about that. But anyhow, I won't explain all of that now, but you need to figure that into your budget as well too. So we can go for it. We can plan for this. We can make that revenue. And this is how actually we start planning for 2021. This is simple, right? So the first thing we have to know is what we want, where we're going, what would make us feel good, what we would love, what's on our wish list. What's on our want list? We can do both if we plan for it, right? And the second part is knowing the math, knowing the numbers. Can't guess, no more guesses. Maybe you want to take a family vacation. So I have one retailer that she takes a regular paycheck, and she also had this, you know, kind of goal of, if I make this, then I'm going to draw this much money and take an extra bonus out and take my family on a vacation. Now, the funny part is, COVID hit but she had the money in the bank and they did do a vacation. They just did Airbnb. No, they didn't just do, they did a great vacation. They didn't do the traveling and, you know, to Disney World, I think is what she originally had planned, but it was possible because she planned for it. She didn't just hope for it, right? So she made that, you know, a choice to, you know, keep bumping up. It really helps when you have a goal. So let's say your goal is X number of dollars every month and you're getting close. We plan our marketing, we plan our strategy, we plan everything in our shop to get to that point. And we're going to talk about that next week in episode number 43. I'm going to tell you how we're going to get there. So that's how we need to know the math. You have to do the math. And again, if you are stuck in this, maybe unsure or not sure how to read your profit and loss, or, you know, somebody else does it, or the bookkeeping is overwhelming to you and you don't know your margins and you really are not comfortable planning this, I highly urge you to consider even just email me or ask me about it, but I will explain to you Retail Made Simple. We have an entire week. It's a 4-week course and one whole week is dedicated to making the math uncomplicated. I break it down. It's from me to you. And I am not a math wizard or anything, you know, an accounting wizard or anything. I break it down simple and easy for you so you can make these decisions and make these goals and make these plans as we move forward into 2021. The next part is number 3. This is a funny part, but it's not really, because we're going to expand on this next week. We know what we want, right? We know what we did, and we know what we did last year. We know what we want. We know the math. We know the number that we need to make, good or bad, scary or not scary. Audacious dreams are worth it, right? The third thing this week that I want you to think about is, what do you want to be known for in your community? We're going to start working on a marketing plan to feed in, and a revenue plan to feed into this. Now, you're saying, I'm already established. I already know what I'm known for. But I want you to answer this question again. Even if you've done this exercise with me, or you've done this exercise with other people, or you've already done, you're like, I know my ideal customer. I know everything. I really want you to answer this again. What do you want to be known for? Who is your ideal customer? And who do you serve? Things change. Customers change. We change. We can narrow down almost every year that we're in business more and more into our ideal customer. And again, we expand on this in detail inside, you know, into our marketing module. One of the whole weeks is dedicated to marketing, again, inside the Retail Made Simple course, which is in January. People always ask me, like, when did you say that was? It's in January. It opens in January. We open it every January. It's going to help you with the math and the marketing if that's where you feel like maybe you need an additional skill set. So our third question is, again, what do you want to be known for? And yes, this all makes sense for your planning, I promise you. And if you know that right off, write that down, just have it ready as we get into the planning sessions for our next part of the series. So we need to know where we've been. We need to know where we're going. We need to know what we want, right? It's all about, what do we want from our business? And I don't know about you guys, but I want my business to help me create that life, that business, that design, that business that we designed in our head, you know, way back in the day when you first started thinking about taking, you know, your hobby and turning it into a business and how you wanted to treat customers. We're creatives, creative shop owners are not widget sellers. So we have to plan a little bit differently than just the corporate people do. So we still need our CEO hat on. We still need to remember that, you know, we need to be the CEO first. And I would love for you to revisit episode number 2 of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. If you haven't already, or if you do not think of yourself as a CEO, go back and visit episode number 2, because I talk a lot about or explain why that's important to us. Again, we're not widget sellers. We're not just in it to move product. I mean, we're not just linear. We're not just like, you know, buy things and sell them and no heart kind of thing. We are creative souls running retail businesses. So we are heart-centered. We are passionate about what we do. We care about our clients. We care about our products, but we need to make a good living wage with this as well too. So this is my goal, is to eradicate all the overwhelm and eradicate all the the stressing and the non-pay, if you're not making enough money, I want you to make enough money into this retail business. It's so possible. I'm seeing it every day with my clients. I see it every day with my clients. I see them doing what they love, running a passionate business, making profits and taking a living wage paycheck from it. It's totally possible for everybody to do that. So just, you know, having a plan, being in control, not winging it. Let's stop winging it. Let's start planning. Let's make life possible. So that's the reason that I really think it's important for us to do this, you know, planning your best year ever. I've been doing this series. This is the first time we've done it on the podcast because the podcast is new. But every year, it's so helpful to retailers. And I really want to encourage you to do this, to sit down and plan out your year. So I hope you'll join us next week. And hopefully we can help you plan your year. If you have any questions at all, our contact information will be in the podcast notes. So again, if you need help with the business side of running your business, please reach out. Please know that Retail Made Simple is built from one creative to another so that we can make our lives a little bit less overwhelming, right? So we can have our passion be our business and again, still make a living wage. So thanks so much, everybody. I am looking forward to sharing week 3 with you and help you move forward in your planning session. So we'll see you soon. Bye, guys.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.